It's Here and Now, and today the College Board, the company that oversees the SAT, released more details about the changes that are coming.
The College Board announced last month that it was going to overhaul the test, which has lost ground to its rival, the ACT. Among the key changes, words considered obscure will be replaced by words considered relevant. So instead of propinquity, which I know you will miss, Jeremy, a student might be asked to explain how the word intense is being used in a sentence.
Also, the essay on the test will be optional, and the top score will go back to the good old 1600 from the current 2400. Every test is going to include a passage from an original document like the Declaration of Independence, and there will no longer be an extra penalty for wrong answers. Ned Johnson is president of Prep Matters in Washington, D.C. He says the College Board is trying to make the SAT more relevant.
At the end of the day, if the test aligns more with what kids know in school, that has to be better for them. It aligns their interests more, makes better use of their time. The biggest challenge with the changes to the SAT is that change creates uncertainty, creates unpredictability, and it just makes people really anxious. And stressed brains don't work well.
But many critics say the new test won't address the underlying problem with standardized tests. Bill Dingledean is an educational consultant in Greenville, South Carolina.
I really don't think it's going to change a whole lot because students and families who have a lot of money can pay to get additional testing, tutoring, schooling to prepare for the test. The original SAT was thought of as an aptitude test, and I think there are lots of skills and abilities that are not tested with the new test.
And again, these changes do not go into effect until 2016.
And by the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking to a college counselor, someone who helps high school students navigate the complex world of college admissions, which now can depend on demographics as much as your test scores. We want to hear from you and get your questions answered. You can send them to us at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, or you can go to hereandnow.org or send us a tweet at hereandnow.
By the way, propinquity, nearness in time, space, or kinship.